comes along and says, no, wait a minute. Happy are the holy. Blessed are the pure in heart. Let me tell you something I know for a fact. As a pastor for now over 30 years, there are no happy adulterers. There are no happy fornicators. There are any people happy like that. You don't get happiness through unrestrained passion. Happiness comes through holiness, says Jesus. I'm telling you, these are strange words in the world in which we live. They run directly counter to everything you see and hear and feel in the culture where we reside. Happy are the holy. And then Jesus said, happy are the healers. The world says if you're in the structure of your culture, especially in the realm of the secular world, if you want to get to the top, don't be concerned if your peers are antagonistic to each other. In fact, it might be in your best interest even to foster that contention. Build a competition between the two people you're competing with. Let them knock each other out, then you'll climb up on the carnage of their situation and go on to the top. That's what the world says. That's the philosophy. You guys that work in the secular world, you know there's so much of that going on, the political maneuvering and all of the stuff that happens. And it's not just out in the world. Sometimes it happens in the church, too. Jesus comes along and he says, no, blessed are the peacemakers. Find people that are separated and heal them. Don't foster the continued contention. You got a problem with somebody, mend it. That's God's way. And then the one that's more familiar to us because we just studied it is, happy are the harassed. I mean, you know, I'm harassed. I'm supposed to be happy. Jesus said, blessed are they who are persecuted for righteousness' sake and for my sake, because it's a compliment. You belong to me. It's a credential. You're a Christian. It's a catalyst. It will help you grow. And it's a condition to your future glory in the kingdom. Go back over those and just think about them for a moment. Would you write a formula like that if somebody asked you how to be happy? Happy are the humble. Happy are the hurting. Happy are the harnessed. Happy are the hungry. Happy are the holy. Happy are the helpers. Happy are the healers. And happy are the harassed. That's what Jesus said. You say, well, Pastor, I still don't get it. I don't see how you can be happy with all those things, Jesus said. You know, the word for blessed in the book of Matthew is the word eulogia in the Greek language. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that the word eulogia is the word from which we get the word eulogy. When do we give a eulogy? When it's all over. When the guy can't talk back. Right? When he said everything he's going to say and done everything he's going to do, then we eulogize him. Jesus said, there's a way you can have a eulogy all through your life. You can have the blessing and benediction of God from the very beginning if you follow these principles. These are the principles for joy and happiness in the Christian experience. But as we close this series and as we think back over what we've learned, I want to tell you something. This is not a walk in the park. What I'm talking about, again, is back to these two worlds. Here is this world over here, and here is the world which the Lord Jesus is talking about. We are in this world, but we are not to be of this world. God has put us here. We can't get out of the world. We'd have to die to get out of the world. That's not the issue. The issue is that while we're living in this culture, we have to learn how to live God's way. And God's way isn't the world's way, and there is incredible tension between these two worlds. I want to give you a passage of Scripture that I think will help you begin at least to understand how these things can be true in your life and how they can be true in my life. Turn with me to the first Psalm. I want to show you how incredibly detailed is this plan that the psalmist gave us. For living in this world, but living of that world. And there's two points I want you to notice from Psalm 1. We're going to take this very quickly, but I hope you won't ever forget this, because this can make the difference in your life from now on. If you will understand what I'm going to say in these next few moments, the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount will start to click in to your system. But you have to understand these two principles. Here's the first principle. I want to say it. In order for this to happen, you have to understand the pull of the world on your life. Now read with me the first couple of verses. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Well, we just learned in a different study that we've undertaken here at Shadow Mountain that no one drifts toward holiness. The drift is always away from something, always away from that which is good. And that's true in the Christian life. There is a tremendous pull upon us to drag us down and away from the Lord. But there's an answer to it, and we'll get to that answer tomorrow here on Turning Point as we conclude our study on how to be happy according to Jesus. I've told you already this week that on Monday we begin a new series on spiritual warfare. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you tomorrow as we conclude our study of how to be happy according to Jesus.
Join us tomorrow as we conclude the series, How to Be Happy According to Jesus, on Turning Point with Dr. David Jeremiah.